Where's the teleprompter?
Oh, shit, sorry. Ready, and teleprompter!
Hey, on today's Living in Las Vegas, it's football. Whoa, Nelly, football season in Las Vegas. Hello again, everybody. This is Keith Jackson, here to tell you about the best places to go and watch football in Las Vegas, both on the strip and off the strip. It's all coming up. Plus, we've got more stuff, including real quick stories, listener emails, live chat questions, and of course, we don't have a show unless you have a drink on me or Scott, in that matter. All that and more. It's the Living in Las Vegas podcast. Let's get started.
Well, woo! Take one, baby.
One take, Brett.
That's it, baby. Chica-chica. Also known as 1 second, Brett. For some reason, I'm not sure what that was. That wasn't very.
That was
nice.
Unbuttoned.
Living in Las
Brett.
Vegas that starts now. Nice. Yes, it is. Incoming. That was the sound you hear when you're walking on the east side of Vegas.
Well, not too far away from here.
Ladies
not that long
and gentlemen,
either.
Boys and girls, welcome from Las Vegas, Nevada. That groovy little podcast that gives you a true first-person look into what it's like to call Sin City your home. The Living in Las Vegas
podcast.
Yeah,
that's what I'm talking about. Oops, excuse me. My fault.
And now your host, Speaker Brother Scott, a man who clearly needs some kind of introduction, otherwise you wouldn't know who he was.
I want to know.
Mr. Scott Whitney.
Hey, welcome everybody. I'm going to scroll up on my notes a little bit here because I was so busy looking at other things. Welcome everybody to the Living in Las Vegas podcast here on the Vegas Video Network. Very, very nice to hear all you guys. By the way, you know, congratulations, whether you're watching us live or you're watching us on demand or just listening to us on maybe Stitcher or iTunes, I got to tell you, you are watching or listening to the longest running podcast about Vegas that actually originates from
Viva Las Vegas.
That's right. No, by the way, it's hosted by two guys. Let's call it these two guys, man, who've been here for a combined total of 30
years,
which means, of course,
we invented Las Vegas.
Yes, we did, actually, but we don't want to brag about it because then all these people follow us around, and it's kind of a drag. What that means is we're going to cover not only what it's like to live here, but we're going to tell you about our adventures on the Strip and on Fremont Street and downtown, other cool places here in the Valley. And by the way, if you're a visitor, if you're a tourist, if you're a fan of our fair city, well, our show is very much like your own magical secret handshake, which makes you the grooviest person you ever will know.
That's true.
It is true. We're live every Tuesday. What time?
Now.
8 p.m. 8 p.m. Pacific.
What time is it? I don't know.
At VegasVideoNetwork.com/live.
Join 11 p.m. Eastern.
Be in the live chat. Join us if you would. It's a pretty cool thing. By the way, I'm your host, Scott Whitney. Konnichiwa, buenas noches. How you doing, hot stuff? I am the owner of the Vegas Video Network and a few other really groovy things here as well. But it's not about me. Not today. No siree, Bobski. No, it's about my co-host. He's RQS. He's Drinky Pants. Without him, I am simply a pile of goo. That is of no value. Oh, by the way, he's also the managing partner of KSHP Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Brett Grant.
That's
everybody.
Me. I give you a little higher up than a pile
at,
of goo.
Look at that. He's ready. He's ready for
I
a camera shot.
I am sporting my Boom. University of Missouri Tigers hat today for a couple of reasons. Number one, it's not Michigan.
Oh,
okay,
fuck off. I make one mistake.
He said that to you. The fact there's a tiger going through there as opposed to a Wolverine.
So the Michigan Tigers?
They're the Wolverines.
How would I know that?
Well, because you don't live under a rock, do you?
No, I don't listen to that crap.
You do have testicles, don't you? You're a man, don't you?
Let me check.
How do you not know?
I can tell
some
because
schools.
I've got baby powder.
Back to the baby powder again.
I'm telling you, it makes life much better.
I'm sure it does.
Hey, what's our anyway, our over under for today?
We're talking. We
it's going to be a short show.
I'm still going with 83 and a half minutes. We just can't seem to get to that number.
83 and a hook. All right. And a new quick segment, new in the live chat. This week, we've got John. John's from, we should do like one of these. Wait, no, hold on. That's not what I want this one. Wait. Yeah, John's a groovy cat from Alberta, Canada. He checked us out on Stitcher. That's right. He'll be coming to Las Vegas in 2019 with his girlfriend. And that means John has very, very a positive attitude that he's still going to be with his girlfriend in 2019. Well done, John.
Good luck, John.
We wish you good luck on that.
Good luck.
Because there's not much chance of that. I've met John, and he's a pistol, that one.
Alan Perry's already made me mad.
He's 50 years old.
He's 50.
That's what he said.
That's good.
Yeah.
I like
okay.
it.
Okay. He's getting engaged. So John's going to be getting engaged.
Does she know that?
I was just going to say, does she know that? If so, don't share this with her.
No, exactly.
Because
don't show her the
we'll,
show.
We'll give stuff away.
Yeah.
Okay.
Get a prenup.
Live chat is already crushing the poor new guy.
Boy.
All right, let's go. We're going to be talking about a little bit of football today. I know so much about football that we'll start by turning it over to Brett.
Well, football season is here. College football started over the weekend, Labor Day weekend, and the NFL starts on Thursday night with the defending super cheaters, the New England Patriots, and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Go Steelers. And then, of course, the big weekend on Sunday, a couple of games on Monday, and really Las Vegas. And I know you love the summer.
I do.
But Las Vegas in the summer is, for football fans, just hell.
I get that.
They're just waiting and waiting. The sports books are dying. They're waiting for football.
I get that.
And there are some great places to go and watch football. There's great places to go and bet football, great options. So I wrote this down last week telling Scott the most wonderful time of the year in Las Vegas is here.
Right.
Because if you're a fan of sports, the handle, the amount of money wagered on football versus the amount of money wagered on everything else is dwarf in comparison. I mean, football is way up here and it's not even close. It's like driving a Bentley versus driving a AMC Pacer. Okay. How about a Yugo?
The bubble car.
How about the smart car?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. A golf cart.
There are pennies.
I've got a Bentley and a golf cart.
Golf cart.
Yeah.
Okay.
I remember the back in the 70s, yeah. I went to a hockey game.
Real quick story.
Real quick story.
Yeah, yeah.
And they had a small AMC Pacer. Well, yeah. They're always small. An AMC Pacer.
The bubble car.
Filled with hockey pucks.
Yeah.
So like the can, like the bubble gum in the jar, guess how many hockey pucks are inside the AMC Pacer? And you can win the Pacer if you're right.
Right.
Guess how many entries they had? Zero.
Right. Nobody wants it. Well, the answer is everybody in that car is a hockey puck because nobody owns that fucking car. Yeah. So what Brett's going to do is he's going to break down the football viewing in two different organizations, two different groups, right? First, we're going to do best sports book. What is the best sports book? And by the way, while I honestly can tell you I don't know anything about it, Brett honestly can tell you he knows a boatload about it. So you're getting some really pretty strong input here.
Well, I think the biggest thing is if you talk about it from a viewing standpoint, which is what we're going to talk about,
yep.
And then I'll throw in what I think about the actual sports books as well going in. I'm going to start with number five on my list. And these are actual sports books, not sports bars.
Right.
We'll talk about sports bars later.
Yes.
But from a sports book standpoint, I'm looking at comfort. I'm looking at accessibility to the TV sets. I'm looking at
nice
crowds as opposed to having to mess around with a bunch of ne'er-do-wells who are, you know, drinking beer and being way too rowdy. And and because you get a little, I mean, it's fun a little bit to do that. But you also want to be comfortable, not have some guy spilling his beer on you. Go fucking Raiders. you don't need that.
It's the Raiders.
It's always the Raiders. Raider fan. Exactly. That's why I picked on Raider fans. So these will be on and off the strip. But on the strip, first up, number five in my book is the sports book at the Bellagio.
Okay.
Very comfortable, great leather seats. You got a great set of TV sets. Not a huge book. It's a nice size book. But you've got a nice selection. You can, of course, the race and sports books are together. You know why they call them race and sports books, Scott?
Because there's racing and sports handling there.
Attaboy. Horse racing.
Nothing gets by.
And
you.
Sports books.
Sharp as a
bone. So a lot of times they're separate parts because the horse racers, they'll bet on.
They're always the same place.
No, well, sometimes, like at the South Point, there's a completely separate racing book.
Oh, is that right?
Because here's the thing.
Oh, okay.
If you're a sports bettor, you might bet on some races.
Maybe.
But if you're a horse racer, you might bet on some sports.
Right.
But the two people don't like each other.
Oh, is that right?
If you're a horse racing fan and somebody's screaming about a football game in your ear, you're like, I'm focused on the ninth race at Del Mar. Get out of here.
Right.
I don't care about the Raiders right now. I mean, they're all about, oh my God, is the six going to win? Okay, so they're very much focused on the horse racing.
Right.
And for 2 minutes. After that, they'll talk to you for 25 minutes. Right. Another race going.
Would you like to see my knife now?
I got to go to watch the race at Monmouth.
Right.
All right. So they kind of started this. They separated them because, you know, well, what happened to the race over here? Well, you had to put the football game on. And you get the two people, I'm betting the races over here. So anyway.
Bellagio. Now,
Bellagio's not not real big, but what I do like about it is they have great seats. The leather seats, very nice, comfortable. The, you know, you got the TV sets all over the place. Plus, you've got the desktop TV sets and some cool stuff there.
I just had one I'm going to ask you about that's not on your list.
Okay.
I sat there waiting to meet somebody, actually waiting to meet a Have a Drink on Me winner.
Okay.
And it was a sports book at Mirage.
Yeah.
I thought it was pretty nice.
Yeah, that's not... It's not
huge bank of videos, and they had leather seats.
They do.
Some of them had the little screens like on a coffee table below you. I thought that was kind of fancy.
Well, that's part of the race part. Because you can flip the channels individually as you go through.
I thought that was kind of a nice book.
That's very cool. Number four on my list is the Aria sports book.
Yes.
This one, if you like swag, it's very cool. It's very it's small. I mean, but you got lounges and you got chaise lounges and you got chairs, very nice plush surroundings. It almost looks like you're in a lounge more than you're in a sports book.
How big is it compared to Bellagio?
It's smaller.
Okay.
But it's kind of cool. It's just something to go look at. And if, again, if you're not looking for monster crowds, it's a place to go and just kind of be hip and happening.
Now, Bellagio and Aria are both MGM properties. Do they both have the same company coming up with their numbers? And what company is that?
That would be MGM.
Oh, they do their own numbers?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I thought they used like William Hill or something.
No. MGM
they do their own?
MGM, yeah. Oh. One of the problems with Las Vegas now is the fact that there aren't as many people who are making lines.
Right.
So all the MGM properties are MGM lines. So the same number at the Bellagio, the same number at the Mirage.
Well,
same
that
number
I knew.
At the MGM, the New York, and
I
at
thought
the Aria.
Almost everybody used like a William Hill. Who's the other guys?
No. William
Cantor
Hill is a private.
Gaming.
They're completely different companies.
Yeah, I know, but I thought everybody used.
Cantor, yeah.
Yeah, I thought they used William Hill or Cantor.
No. Those are separate folks. And from the people I know, they don't like those folks so much.
Well, they don't. They're not. They're, what's the word? Tight or whatever the word is. I don't know what the word is. But okay, so we've got your Bellagio, Aria, which is also a great property. Number three.
Number three, we're going to go local. We're going to go out to the west side of town. We're going to talk about the Red Rock.
Oh.
Red Rock's a very nice book. It's nice and big, plenty of room. Of course, you got the locals. It's tied in next to the poker room. You got a really nice big race book also over to the left side. Beautiful screen TVs. And it's a rowdy place to go and have some fun. Now, I would recommend if you're a local and you're going to go make a bet over at the Red Rock and you decide to show up at 9:45 for the 10 a.m. football games,
right.
You'll never get a bet in because the line is literally out the door and around the corner.
No kidding.
I mean, they're lining up. Wow. That line is a good 70 to 100 people deep.
Okay.
An hour to an hour and a half before the games as people are making bets. Because people are going, $20 on this one, $30. Oh, I'll put $5,000 on this one. And then, of course, hey, somebody's betting $5,000. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Call the police. So stations gets a little goofy sometimes on how much they want to let people bet and stuff.
And do you think they have that long line, A, because they're locals, so it's easier, but also they have better numbers?
Not better numbers. It's just people are going in to fill out their parlay cards and they're going to do their contests. Because stations has a nice contest that they do. So just go early.
Yep.
Keep that in mind and go early. You'll get, there's plenty of times where people make bets earlier in the week and that kind of stuff.
You have this as your best local spot, but have you been to other local places?
I've been to a bunch of local spots. There's some nice books, but this one to me is, Green Valley Ranch is also very nice. I really like a small book like at the Rampart, which is, I believe, can't remember if it's Cantor or not. It's a small book, but it's a cool little book at the Rampart. The Suncoast is too smoky for me, so I don't like the sun.
How about do you guys? So if you're gambling, if I'm playing poker or if I'm doing slot machines, I get free drinks. Does that same thing work if you're betting?
Oh, sure.
Oh, it does.
Uh-huh. That's one of the reasons why somebody like member Scott Pritchard, somebody like that, or even myself, I don't go bet at the Red Rock because they want to track how much I bet.
Right.
I don't want. Why should anybody know how much I'm?
Exactly.
I don't want a free drink.
So
I'm not worried about getting free movie tickets. So I'm going somewhere where I don't have to worry about that.
So Scott was saying that he doesn't bet there because they require him to be a member because the size he's betting.
Yeah.
Are you betting at a size where they require you as well?
No, but they still want everybody to do it.
But you can bet anonymously if you want to there.
No, they want everybody to bet.
Oh, you can't do it.
Well, you can, but once they see you all the time, they're asking you for your card.
Really?
You don't have a player's card. Let's get you signed up for a player's card.
And if you say, no, not right now.
Yeah, you can.
Really?
But
so you don't bet there?
I don't. No.
Where do you normally bet?
Wherever I happen to be. Yeah, it's coming up a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, a couple places.
Isn't that interesting?
Well, the other thing is there's the technology, the proliferation of being able to wager on your phone with an app.
Right.
So William Hill has an app. Cantor has an app.
Yeah.
So that's what I do. I do the app, which is you go there and you make a deposit. And then I never have to go to the casino anymore.
Oh, no kidding.
Which is much more convenient than sitting on your butt going,
sure.
Oh, I got the Packers. And you, as opposed to, oh my God, I got to drive over to the casino now, fight the crowds, and go make my bet.
So one of your favorite sports books is your iPhone.
Yeah, exactly.
Basically.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Number two on the list, and I'm there every Tuesday night, and tonight was packed, Legacy Stadium inside the Palazzo. It's a great place. You know, the interesting thing here is the actual sports book is a little kiosk upstairs.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's very, very small.
Where you make the bets.
Yeah.
Now, during the weekend, they'll have somebody there at Legacy Stadium around the corner.
Right.
But you've got literally stadium seating with lounges and chairs and tables.
It's a pretty cool place.
It's an awesome place.
Yep.
It's not very big.
I was going to say, it's not very large.
Not very big. But it was, you know, they were hopping tonight. I'm thinking, yeah. God, it's Tuesday night. What, and I asked the guy, yeah, like, what's going
baseball?
On? But yeah, I'm there every Tuesday night. I'm watching baseball. Like, there's usually three or four people in there unless they have a party.
So what was going on?
But tonight,
on?
I don't know. Watching baseball in town for
did NFL. You ask somebody?
It's NFL. I was asking.
We'd like to tell you, Brett, but we first need to get your card.
Yeah, because NFL's coming. NFL's coming. And it really is. Legacy's a cool place. The other thing about Legacy Stadium, the name Legacy, Emeril Lagasse.
Right.
You got Legacy's recipes. You got his great quality food. You got beautiful waitresses. You got great scenery. You got easy access on and off the Las Vegas Strip without having to go through the casino all over the place and find the sports books. That's one of my biggest pet peeves, is you got to find some of these sports books because they're kind of hidden in the bowels. So the Legacy is very good.
For number two, for Legacy, you have a couple. You have a parenthetical comment there. What is that?
If you're going there to watch football, you actually have to make a reservation to sit in the stadium.
Oh, okay.
Now, they have plenty of seating in other places all around there where you can watch TVs. But if you want to watch in the stadium for Sunday football, you need to have a reservation, and they're going to require you to have a minimum tab spent.
And they also have the outdoor dining that's right attached to that, too,
That's all different, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Which you can still do as well.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Okay,
so make sure you have that.
Your number one best sports book to watch football, both on and off the strip, is what?
It's not just the number one sports book to watch places. It's the number one sports book to bet, period. They do it right. They're a standalone book. I'm not even going to mention the property because the property's changed four times.
No, go ahead and mention
it. If you say the Superbook,
just you,
and you know what it is,
say what
it is. It's the only one that matters.
All right, Westgate.
It's now the Westgate. It used to be the Hilton, and the Hilton said, the hotel's not nice enough. Guess what? Hilton name's gone.
Yeah.
And then they went to the LVH, and now they got bought out by the Westgate, which owns the property now. But they're in the midst of putting together the world's largest 4G viewing screen. I don't think my signage number is right. I might be off by a couple hundred feet there, so I don't want to say the number. But it's hundreds of feet long. Okay.
Wide?
No, it's hundreds of feet long.
We call that wide in TV. That's wide.
Okay, wide. Fuck. It's nice and high.
That's tall. Okay.
And it's gorgeous. I got a sneak peek of it. They are doing some remodeling right now. So they're putting a big bar in the middle. They're putting all new seating in. They're remodeling the entire place. It's not 100% done yet. It will be, they think, by about the middle of September. But the viewing screen is up and being tweaked. And I'm telling you, Scott, it's spectacular. I saw it a week and a half ago, and it was still behind the construction.
Right.
And it had like five baseball games on at the same time.
How did you get in there?
And I got an erection immediately. I'm like, this is the greatest thing ever. this is awesome.
Well, that's it, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. We're done.
Well, how'd I get in there?
Yeah. Did they invite you to take a look, or did you just sneak in? Or what?
I sneak in every place I've ever been to. The construction. No, it was
and
behind
you teach
the screen.
Kids to do that too.
Oh, absolutely. It was behind the right. Construction wall.
But I thought maybe
I watched one construction worker walk in, and I went, I followed him right in. I go, look how cool that is, and all the guys got hard hats on there looking at me. Go, wow, that's pretty cool.
Right. I'm a supervisor.
I'm only gonna be here for a while.
I'm a supervisor. Back off.
But the other thing about the Westgate, not the Westgate, I want to say it's the Westgate. The other thing about the Superbook
at Westgate Las Vegas
is their sportsbook director, Jay Cornegay. First of all, he's a good friend of mine, so I will give you a full disclosure there. But they've got great odds on not just the football games, but if you want the best odds on golf, horse racing is all pari-mutuel ways. You want the NASCAR, these guys know their stuff. And they'll give you a chance to win a boatload of money without, they have limits, but they don't, but if somebody wants to walk in and they're a high bettor and they want to drop $20,000 on a game, there's no questions asked.
They'll take that
you try and do that somewhere else and people are like, a friend of mine this weekend tried to bet $1,000 on a college football game, and they're giving him grief about it. Really? Like, it's $1,000. Are you going to close
right.
at over a $1,000 bet?
Right, right.
Well, I'm not sure we could take $1,000 on this bet. Yeah, and like, it's $1,000. Right. If I was in the Baccarat pit and wanted to drop $1,000, you're not going to
say thanks.
You're not going to think twice about it, right?
Right. Right.
So that's one of the things that really bothers me about some of these properties is they get really... they're really tight about allowing, and then, not that that's a big bet. And the thing that bothers you more, they all have their rules posted, right. and they have their limits posted.
And those rules, and the by limits, the way, are in a font this big.
Oh, they are. Yeah, they're very small.
Horrible.
But if you're not going to adhere to your own limits that are posted right there, and you're saying you'll take up to $3,000 in this game, and I'm trying to bet one,
right.
and you're giving me grief about it,
yeah.
what's the point of having those up there?
What are those bets called that they're kind of the goofy bets? Like?
Parlays.
Yes. No, yeah. No. There's another one. Not parlays. Parlays when you have
teasers.
Bunch of No.
Yeah.
Parlays are if you bet multiple games.
Multiple games.
But the ones where I bet that the Stars, there it is.
Prop bets, yeah.
Does Westgate have more of those than other places?
Well, Jay and his staff, where they used to be over at the Imperial Palace, they created... basically the proposition bets on the Super Bowl
right.
and where they decided let's have some fun with the Super Bowl and turn this into some things. So that probably was 20 plus years ago.
Oh, okay.
And then they've been over at the Superbook now, and Jay's got a crew of guys that have been working with him for a long time, very sharp guys. I know all of them. And they've just, this thing has grown so much to where
it's
now
huge.
When you're betting the Super Bowl, the proposition bets are about 50%
right.
of the wager when it used to be about 10 to 15%.
Yeah,
now it's half the betting.
Yeah, I had the impression that they were kind of the guys that did that and still do it more than anybody else.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Yeah, okay. All right, so we've got again Bellagio number 5, Aria number 4, Red Rock number 3, Legacy number 2, and the number 1 is Westgate's the Superbook with their new 5,000 foot wide 4G screen.
It's really really sweet. Danny asked a question about which sportsbook plays the most horse trading. Well, they all play the most horse trading. To me, the best racing book, I would say the South Point.
Yeah, that makes sense. Since they got a bunch of horse stuff down there.
Yep. South Point's very cool. So we'll go down there.
Okay. So next up is our best sports bar. So we've done the sports book. We're not necessarily going to be betting, but we want to hang out, have a couple drinks, and watch some sports. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. And I got a couple of local places in my top 5 to start with.
Which I like.
Both are kind of retro West Side Las Vegas places that have very good
West Side
clientels. Very, very. They're very stable places with good food. Number one, if you're going to be a sports bar, number one requirement is
food.
Well, that'd be number two. Number one is great viewing to watch the games because you're going to a sports bar to watch sports.
Yeah, okay.
So I got to be able to see the games, and then number two is food. And obviously, you want to have lots of cold beverages.
I want wings
to go along with it. Wings are very good. The Four Kegs. Number 5 on my list. This is located on North Jones and 95. It's been around forever. Old school Vegas. If you want a straw, it was featured on Guy Fieri's Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
Well, then it must be good.
You never saw that show
before? No, I've seen that show.
Okay. No. They've got the best strombolis in Las Vegas.
Okay.
And it's not even close. You like the stromboli?
I don't even know what a stromboli
you
does.
You don't?
Isn't it like a pocket food thing?
Yeah, it's like a pizza fold up into a
thing. Isn't that a cannelloni, the same kind of thing?
Cannelloni stuffed with cheese and stuff.
What's in a stromboli? Or stromboli?
Stromboli. It could be sausage and mushrooms and peppers.
There's got to be cheese in there.
Oh, yeah.
You got to glue that shit together.
Yeah, it's all kinds of stuff. All it's kneaded together.
So it's good.
Strombolis.
Okay, you know what? Now
also a fun place to go
and
watch the
games. I can see the logo. It actually has a keg in the front, right?
And you know, for folks who grew up in Las Vegas who are of our age, that was their hangout spot back in when they turned 21, back in the mid 1980s.
Right.
They were digging the Four Kegs because it's around for a long time. Number 4 is one of the things you get in Las Vegas quite a bit of are specialty bars for specific NFL teams. Like if you're a Broncos fan, there's Bronco bars in town. You're a Steeler fan, there's a Steeler bar. Cowboys, whatever.
Yep.
But for the Cleveland Browns fans, an institution in Las Vegas is the Tap House on West Charleston.
Okay.
Excellent food, great place to go for lunch and hanging out, but very good also for, obviously watching football. And if you're a Browns fan and you haven't been to the Tap House, I'm wondering why you haven't been to the Tap House.
And the Tap House is kind of a kooky little place,
too. Yeah, and the cool thing about the Tap House is you can actually smoke cigars and pipes still inside the Tap House. So if you enjoy a nice stogie or you still like to light up a pipe, you're welcome to do so at the Tap House.
Okay, good.
Which I can't think of any other places that let you do it unless you're stuck outside.
Do a pipe? You know. I know of a place that does a pipe.
Okay, there are cigar. There are many of them, right?
There no, it's many. The it's the cigar bar at
what cigar bar?
Tivoli.
Okay, or Tivoli.
Or Tivoli, and they're, and by the way, their drinks are stupid expensive, so right, right. I reject them.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
Vikings, somebody asked me a question about a Vikings fans, and I know what it is. It'll come to me in a minute. Number three, let's go back onto the strip inside the MGM Grand and talk about the Tap Sports Bar. Very cool place, very modern place, lots of great screens to watch it, lots of great beverage. The other thing is, we didn't mention, a variety of beverages,
where,
as in beers.
Oh, Tap House.
Tap House. Okay. Yeah. It's a Tap Sports Bar. We had the Tap House, now we're at the Tap Sports Bar. Tap.
Where at MGM is that?
Oh, it's over by the whatchamacallit.
Oh, I haven't been by there, the whatchamacallit.
Yeah, it's right next to the doomajiggy.
How super
right
helpful.
Down the way from the whatchamajigger.
Is it in that the place as you go towards the
it's kind of when you walk in the main thing and you can't
oh, is it within the casino or is it off in that little side place that goes off towards?
No, it's in the main part, I think.
It is?
I've only been there once. I'm trying to think of what it was. It was a cool place, though.
Okay.
Yeah. So I don't really have much more to say about it than that. It's just kind of a fun place to go and watch the game.
I'm taking
the problem with this place, as opposed to the sports book, is you got everybody from different teams, you know, rooting and watching
Why
stuff.
Why is that a problem?
Well, because you can't focus on your game. You're like, what the hell's going on over there? What are they screaming about over there? If you know, and then you got somebody watching baseball, and that guy's watching football, and that guy's watching soccer. And, you know, it's like, okay, you get all confused. But the soccer guy is chanting. And all that kind
sports
of stuff.
Sports people are simple people, aren't
they?
They
really are. I tell you what, if you want to watch soccer or, you know, football, not American football,
right?
Then it's the Crown and Anchor Pub on East Tropicana.
Oh, yeah.
Especially if you want to watch English football, because that is just bedlam. I mean, it's unbelievable fun that happens there.
Did you hear about the rugby player who made the 49ers?
Yeah, Elliot.
Did you hear about that?
I didn't hear the follow-up story. I didn't realize he made it.
He made it.
Oh, cool.
Can you imagine that guy? He's like... Well, hit me, you bunch of pussies.
Exactly. Pads?
Pads? This is awesome.
Who needs
awesome.
Pads?
Number two.
Number two is inside the Planet Hollywood. Kind of in the shops across from the V Theater. It's Blondie's.
I've been there, finally.
Yeah, you've been one.
Yes.
Do you like Blondie's?
Yeah, it's pretty good. You know, cute girls.
Yeah.
It's a very sports bar vibe.
Sure, sure.
They advertise like crazy for sports stuff.
Yep.
The location is pretty, it's a pretty good location. Mm-hmm. I couldn't tell you what the pricing is, which we should have been talking about, but we have not. And tons of TVs everywhere.
Yeah.
Plus, you can also sit outside and still be able to watch it, so you can kind of watch the people watching at the same time watch the games, which I kind of like.
And again, this is just my opinion. So if you guys disagree, that's
go screw
no
yourself.
Problem with it. Yeah, well,
we don't care.
Make your own damn list. All right, you create content for the show every week,
right? Like Scott does.
This is our 25th show.
Yeah,
yeah. I was in charge of content for the first time.
Pretty exciting, by the way. So
Scott
far,
was excited.
Scott
feels like
show.
He got the day off.
I feel like I will. Cool.
Number one on the list for best sports bars. This is on the Strip.
Yep.
At Harmon and Las Vegas Boulevard, Twin Peaks.
There it is.
Yes, Twin Peaks. Which is also known as Dolly Parton's Chest.
Oh, I thought it was about mountains.
Yeah. Okay, but wasn't there a show, Twin Peaks?
There was.
Yeah.
It's creepy.
I kind of like that show, though, if I remember right.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
It was a creepy show.
Yeah, it was creepy. I agree. It got a little weird.
A little weird.
Well,
yeah, and this Twin Peaks, you say it was on Harmon and Las Vegas Boulevard. It's super easy to miss.
Yeah, it is.
Because it's on the second floor on that corner by one of 55,000 fucking Walgreens that are on the Strip.
By Bubba Gump Shrimp.
Right, but yeah, if you ever need a Walgreens, by the way, turn left. There's another one right there on the Strip. They're freaking everywhere. So it's pretty easy to lose or to not be able to find. I didn't really think of that place as being a big sports bar, though. I thought it was more of just like a restaurant.
No, it gets pretty hopping on the weekends for the games and stuff.
I've only been in the restaurant part. I haven't been in like the bar part. I guess there's much more things to look at or whatever.
Again, I haven't been to all these places a million times because personally, when it comes to watching the NFL, I kick up my recliner and I watch it on my couch.
Right.
So I'm just saying, for folks who come to Las Vegas and you're looking for a place to go. Now, when I was a tourist, we loved the sports book at Caesar's Palace.
Right.
But that has changed. Now, Caesar's still has a nice sports book, but it was at the time, back in the early 1990s, it was a really cool.
It's kind of being encroached by Omnia.
Yeah,
and there's the poker room is right next to it as well.
Right,
seems like it's kind of pushing in and squeezing that sports book at Caesars.
Yeah, it is a little bit.
Yeah,
they keep realizing another space. We could take some take some space away from the sports book.
Yeah,
let's take some space away. How much money are we making over there? Oh yeah, a lot more money over there. Give them an extra 10 feet.
That's right.
That's exactly. Take it from the sports book.
So there it is again. 4K.
There's my list.
Tap House. Tap Sports Bar, Blondie's, and number one is Twin Peaks. Now, before we go and take our first break, I'm going to ask you for your prediction, NFL prediction, who wins the Super Bowl this coming year.
Oh, you threw that in there. I did not see that.
I know.
Wow.
You don't really read. That's the equivalent of the Brown M&M writer in the Las Vegas, or in the Van Halen writer. You didn't read it. So, NFL prediction, who wins the big game? We have to say the big game, and I'm not going to say Super Bowl because it's, oh shit.
We're not advertising it, so we can say Super Bowl. Exactly, all the time. I think it's going to be a newbie. I think it's going to be a team that was not very good a year ago.
Oh, no, really?
But I think they're going to bounce back, and I think they're a little bit under the radar. I'm going to go with the New York Giants.
New Giants. Can I ask you another question?
Because I'm a Giants fan. I just kind of like their road this year, their path.
So let me ask you this about that. I'm watching the HBO show Hard Knocks, which is one of my favorite shows of all time.
Are you serious?
Oh, I love that show.
Why?
It's just fascinating.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Come on.
Steve, we got to cut you.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's actually, that's kind of fascinating, too, how they manage
it. You're fired. Wouldn't it be great if they brought Donald Trump in?
Because everybody handles it real well. Like, well, you know, I mean, like, they just had the general manager let guy go.
Right.
They replaced a guy like 4 days before they do the next cut. And he's like, well, yeah, okay. And they're following the Houston Texans.
Right.
Are they any good?
They'll be all right. They have a good defense. They're not very good offense. So I don't think they're going to go very far.
I got that.
Yeah.
They've got Hill. J.J. Hill? Is that him?
Yeah.
Big, white, crazy guy. I mean, it's so funny.
You mean J.J. Watt?
Yeah, that's it. J.J. Watt.
He's a great athlete.
Crazy awesome.
Yeah, but yeah.
Yeah, he's
like
a monster.
Captain America.
Yeah. He had a little thing going. Okay. All right, so that's it. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with some real quick stories, which is unlikely. The real quick part. This is the Living in Las Vegas podcast on the Vegas Video Network. Hey, Scott Whitney here for LASIK of Nevada. And I know what you're probably thinking. Scott, you're wearing glasses. What on earth can you tell me about LASIK? Well, let me tell you my story. So some time ago, I visited Dr. Rothman to see if I could have the LASIK procedure. Had a couple tests done and come to find out I wasn't a candidate. But instead of those $299 an eye guys who pretty much will work on anybody, Dr. Rothman brought me aside and just said it wasn't an option at the time, which I really appreciated. Now, meanwhile, he's gone on and done 60,000 LASIK procedures. I got friends in Reno down here in Las Vegas who've all seen Dr. Rothman. As a matter of fact, he is the most experienced LASIK surgeon living in Nevada today. So check out their website. It's LASIKofNV.com. Again, LASIKofNV.com. And if you mention Vegas Video Network, they're going to give you 50% off of premium LASIK plus...
Come here.
Yeah. An additional $200 off. That's LASIKofNV.com. And we're back. The Living in Las Vegas podcast here on the Vegas Video Network. It's time for Real Quick Stories, where we tell you all the inside scoop about Las Vegas that we remember. So last week was an interesting day for me. Last Tuesday, a week ago today. So we finished up the big show. It was an epic show. I believe we were in for an Emmy. Hard to say. We're probably going to.
Is that what they call podcasts?
Yeah, Emmys? I don't want to talk about that really. But okay. I'm sure we were in for an Emmy. Anyway, so I'm here working. And I, you know, as many people know, that after the show is done, the live show, then we do a little bit of post show for the live chat folks. And then I'm doing the work. And I'm usually up until, you know, midnight, 1 o'clock or so doing stuff. So I'm working and I'm doing stuff. And I'm getting ready to upload the audio file to our server, and I lose connection. It says, you know, right. can't connect. I'm like, what's going on? And so I'm like, I try again. It's like, it's like, no, he can't connect. I'm like, what's going on? So I check out my internet access, and I lost it. It was gone. I'm like, okay, well, that's not a feature. That's not how it works. So then I thought, well, let me just check my laptop. Nope, no internet connection there. I've lost internet connection. I'm like, well, that's kind of lame. So I go to pick up the phone and call Cox. Phone is dead. Completely dead.
Right.
So if this were a horror movie and I was in a cabin and I'm a teenager, I'd be dead.
Exactly.
Because that's how that works. So I'm like, well, this is kind of creepy. So I finally use my cell phone. I call up Cox. And I'm like, you know, hey, I've lost internet access. What's going on? Well, sir, we don't know. We've lost a fiber connection. I'm like, well, what does that mean? Well, you know, a little fiber connection provides connections to, and I eventually got the answer, about 1,000 people. I'm like, okay, well, that's a problem. So I said, do you know what happened? They're like, well, we're not really sure. We just lost this connection. All right, fine. So do you have an idea when it's going to be done? Nope, we have no idea. Okay, fine. Hang up, do what I can do, call the next morning. I'm like, so any update? Well, not really. I said, well, you know, what happened? He goes, well, a palm tree caught on fire.
Like, yikes.
What? How is a palm tree involved with this? He goes, well, I don't really know, but you know, we're being told that we've got people on site. And it was a palm tree. And I'm like, well, you know, and we're still down. We're not going to be up until 1 o'clock the next afternoon. I'm like, well, I got to go to work. So I go head off to my main studio to finish up the stuff. And as I'm driving, I come across this.
And this is why we lost internet access.
So that's a rather sparse looking palm tree.
Fire.
Wait till you see this.
Look at that.
That's a fire. How does that happen exactly?
That's what happened.
How did it happen?
I'm not really sure. When I first
there was no weather last week.
Yeah. So Melissa's like, was it lightning?
Spontaneously combusted.
No, it was no lightning. So one of the thoughts was, well, could it have been just, you know, the tree arced across there? I'm like, well, I guess. And what was crazy is I drove by. You're going to see how many people it takes to fix this. I mean, it was
everybody.
Look at this.
Good Lord.
And it keeps going. And it keeps going. Wow. Watch this.
Oh my gosh.
It's still going. No, this was a big deal.
Well, when we have a failure of internet access at the Whitney.
This was a huge deal, man.
Of course. They don't mess around. Jesus, look at that.
Look how many people there were.
Wow.
Crazy.
So they basically rewired that entire street to get internet access. So I don't know what caused that. I think it may have been because the palm tree was black all the way down. I kind of feel like it may have started from the bottom and worked its way up. Because I'm wondering if the fire happened at the top, would it burn so completely all the way down?
Eventually it would.
Would it?
I think so.
Or would it maybe run out of fuel? I don't know.
It depends on how dry the actual palm tree itself was.
I couldn't figure it out, man. But it was that was it. So we got internet access up 12 o'clock the next afternoon, a little before their time. And
so you were down for about 12 plus hours.
About 12 hours, yeah. A little bit more than 12 hours, yeah.
That's not horrible.
So, well, it wasn't horrible.
Luckily, at least it was a time when you would be, most people are sleeping.
Well, luckily for them, it wasn't so good for me. But, I'm moving stuff at that time. But, yeah, it's pretty crazy. All right, number two, real quick. Las Vegas weddings. This is the place to go to Las Vegas for weddings. Guess what?
Nobody's coming?
Not anymore.
How come?
So, I don't know. I was going to ask you what you thought. 10 years down.
They're all going to Kentucky.
The lowest. Yes, they are, because they want to marry their cousins, probably.
No, they want to visit that one lady.
I'm thinking they want to. Oh, jeez, yeah, right.
What's her name? Miss Davis, the county clerk in Kentucky.
But I'm wondering, I wonder if anybody who's listening to this show or watching this show has ever gotten married in Las Vegas. Now, I know Britney Spears listens. And she did that, but hers was annulled, so it doesn't really count.
Oh.
Who has been married in Las Vegas? I'm curious to that.
From our live chatters?
Not live chat, if they're there, but also the best people who are watching us. If you've ever been married in Las Vegas, love to know when, where, and why. And if you're still married.
Yeah. And how many different people you married in Las Vegas if you've gone through this more than once?
By the way, I read something in Huffington Post, the top 5 ways to make sure your marriage stays together longer. Number one, the cheaper your wedding, the longer you stay together.
Really?
Yeah. Number two, do you watch movies together?
Okay.
Which I do. Mm-hmm. And our wedding was cheap as $5,000.
Okay.
And number three through five, I forget. But
I forget.
What do you want?
You were telling us the secrets to success.
Well, I'm just
like, and you screwed it up.
I can't give them.
I was on the edge of my seat.
I can't give them all away. I'm going to say, you know, go cheap, watch movies. Listen to each other. I think that's what they said. I forget what they said.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
All right, second one, or third one, Silverstone Golf Course.
Silverstone Golf Course. You know, for folks who live on Silverstone Golf, it's up north off of the 95 in Durango near, if you know where Arborview High School is, it's not far from Arborview High School. And it's, no, not really. Aliante is more.
Oh, 95.
Yeah. I will tell you what? Exactly this. You know, the streets are a little Elkhorn. That's probably too far
way
north.
Way the hell up there.
That's too far north. It's off of a street, ironically, called Cup Drive, but it has two P's, so it'd be Coop. But it's basically 95 in Durango area. North Rainbow, you can get there that way on North Rainbow all the way up.
Okay.
Anyway, it's a golf course community. They have 27 holes of golf.
Yeah.
It's and nice houses. Relatively new, I want to say the community might be 15 years old or so. Mm. So not very old homes. Mm. And the golf course has been losing money.
Yeah.
So they sold the golf course.
Aliante to a, had the same problem, I think.
Sold the golf course to a developer in California.
Right.
Who immediately says, well, we're going to close the golf course. Whoops. And actually, the golf course, I take that back, the step back. The golf course was closed by the previous owner just before the sale. So he closed the course because they were losing a bunch of money. So maybe a week, though. And then he sold the property. And the new owners are not interested in a golf course.
Yep.
You know, they're like, well, there's a drought going on.
Yep.
We're not having a golf course.
Yep.
So we'll see if something happens with it. But you know, if you bought a golf course property and suddenly the golf course is gone, you're going to have some very, very upset homeowners.
Can you imagine?
And a homeowners association, I'm sure, somewhere in that contract says that we will have a golf course. Wouldn't you think?
Well, the homeowners association won't, I don't think, so I don't know. But my guess is they won't say anything about promising to have a golf course. However, I believe you can say that, you know, the reason why we bought a golf course property, you know, viewing the golf course is because there's a fucking golf course right there.
Right.
So that I believe is true. So I think what will end up happening is that the builder will get sued. So the real question is this. When did you buy? And did anybody reasonably know, did a reasonable man know that this property was, that the golf course was in trouble? So for example, Aliante, when we lived up there, that golf course was not doing very well.
Right.
Really not well at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the city took it over. And it became one of those places where you could spend $6 and do a round of golf. It was something like that. It was like an unbelievably low price to be able to go because the city took it over. But it survived. It's still, I think.
I don't think the city runs it anymore.
Oh, really?
Maybe they did for a short period of time or something.
But whatever they did, they kept it alive. And there was a, I mean, there's a ton of people, many of them retired, as a matter of fact, because that's where Del Webb is up there.
Okay.
I imagine that the do you know who built those houses?
I want to say Pulte because it seems like they build everything.
Well, Pulte or D.R. Horton or those are the two big guys.
But again, you bought your house 15 years ago and you really can't. Who are you going to sue? The guy who sold the property or the guy who bought the property?
No, you're going to sue the builder. If they bought it new.
But the builder didn't own the golf course. He owned the property around the golf course.
Yeah, but that's part of their pitch was we're on a golf course property. So that's what I'm saying. So if you're the original buyer and 15 years ago nobody knew the golf course was going to be in trouble, I don't think you have a leg to stand on. But for example, let's say I bought that house a year ago. And a year ago, people knew.
Right.
It was, you know, a reason. And as a matter of fact,
I have several friends who live there.
Okay.
And one of them bought within the last year.
So,
had no idea.
So part of what you have to do when you sell a house is you have to disclose issues with the home. So for example, if you've ever called the police at your house, you have to disclose that. You know, a robbery or whatever.
You do?
Yeah.
If you're selling your house?
Yeah, yeah.
If you ever called the police, you got to tell somebody I called the police once 12 years ago.
If a crime took place, you're supposed to disclose. Yeah, you're supposed to disclose that. So if you know, if you've got content from the homeowners association that says our golf course is at risk, we should pitch in or we should paint it green, whatever the hell you're going to do, you have to disclose that. So if I bought from you and I realize that you should have known that and you didn't tell me, guess what? I'm suing you for selling me that house. Absolutely.
Because I called the cops once.
Oh, no, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the golf course now.
Yeah.
Right. It's the same thing if somebody dies in your house, you're supposed to disclose that.
Right.
Somebody, if there was a crime. If you're calling because the dog's barking next door, that's not what I'm talking about.
Okay.
I'm talking about a major thing happened. So again, if I'm looking at, you know, the HOA is telling me, you know, a year ago, 2 years ago, man, you know, this golf course is in trouble. Old Silverstone's looking pretty rough. I don't know what's going to happen. We're trying to fight the fight for you. Carry the flag up the hill. I'm supposed to know that. Right. I have to disclose that.
No, that's interesting. I don't know that anybody knew, and that's an interesting point.
Well, they would know that. If it was shut down. Well, hold on.
Yes, but the course was shut down like a week and a half ago.
Oh, I thought you said that they that
like the owner shut it down like a week ago, and then he finalized the sale.
I thought you said it was closed like a year ago.
Well, there was a recent example where down at Lake Las Vegas they had two golf courses.
Oh, yeah.
At Lake Las Vegas, Reflection Bay, and the other one that was Tom Weisskopf course. I'm losing my mind. I can't remember. Beautiful golf course is my favorite course in town. And because of the economy in 2008 maybe 2010, they closed Reflection Bay.
They closed them both.
They closed them both. But Reflection Bay is now back open.
Right.
And I'm sure people were rather upset because the only reason you buy out Lake Las Vegas because you're literally in the middle of nowhere. You're going 20 miles to go get,
groceries.
Go to a grocery store.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dry cleaner. Good luck.
Right.
Yeah. I better take those over where I go on the strip somewhere.
Do you have an ironing board?
I'm sure there were some lawsuits around that part
of
it.
Sure of it. I'm sure. That, by the way.
The Falls, I think it was called. The Falls.
If you would have moved out to Lake Las Vegas.
Oh, I would have gone. Yeah, exactly.
Man, I bet there's a whole lot of that going on. It was pretty. Yeah. It's actually starting to look a little bit better, but fuck, man.
Well, I mean, the Reflection Bay being open, it's spectacular. It's a beautiful golf course. If you're a golfer and you're looking for a great place to go play golf, I highly recommend you go to Reflection Bay at Lake Las Vegas. It's my favorite course in Las Vegas.
Speaking of Lake Las Vegas, well, last thing on our real quick stories. I did the wine walk this last Saturday at Town Square.
Is that the same as like the wine stumble?
Well, it depends on how much you drank. And way I woke up the next morning, I think I may have done a wine stumble. Yeah. Oof, la mean junga. You know, you ever heard that line, death by a thousand cuts? You ever heard of that?
Yeah, yeah.
So this wine walk thing, all they give you is an ounce per place. Right?
Right, right.
That's plenty.
Oh, yeah. Especially you hit them all.
When I was done.
You woo-hoo! Feel no pain.
Yeah, and I felt nothing but pain.
I'm drinking
day.
A Merlot, a Chardonnay. Give me one of those Rieslings.
It was brutal. It was just brutal.
Give me a Cabernet.
And actually, Danny, we met Danny from the Danny app.
Oh, she's got a video.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. If you want to continue to be on the Las Vegas
video. I want to keep that, yes.
We had a good time, though. Danny and Steve were hanging out, and we met them there, and we... Jackie and Melissa and myself kind of walked around. Here's the bad thing about the wine walks, and here's the good thing about it. First of all, the bad thing is it's hot outside. They don't chill these wines, so there's nothing quite as delectable as a 95-degree Chardonnay.
Yeah, that's true.
Man.
Yeah, they should be chilled.
That's rough. And guess what? That 90-degree red, that should be a little cooler as well.
Oh, they all should be, yeah.
So that's a little rough. We know we stumbled upon a couple good ones, but here's the good thing about that particular wine walk, and that is this. The wine walk we used to go to is at Lake Las Vegas,
right?
Which is out, as you said,
in Lake Las Vegas,
200,000 miles from here. It's a long drive. While the Lake Las Vegas vibe is very cool in the little shopping area, as long as they have stores open, you know, that was a little bit of a problem as well. But they have, you know, the jazz band and the water and all that kind of stuff. It's pretty cool. But here at Town Square, it's very, very close. And lots of wine, easy to get to, lots of stores to go shopping for the ladies, other bars and restaurants. We went to a restaurant before we went there. It's a pretty cool place. So it's a pretty reoccurring thing as well. So I think they're having another one in October. Yeah, so if you like your wine and you want
there are several of those, and a lot of them are for charity as well.
Yeah, and this one too. And I think they actually go back and forth between Town Square and Tivoli.
And Lake Las Vegas.
Are they still doing Lake Las Vegas?
Yeah, they still do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they still do.
All right, now it's time for... chat questions.
Oh,
I just rather dark. That yeah, that's going to be dark. The same music as Galaxy of the Gods in a minute, but I just happen to like that song. All right, chat questions. Here we are. We're live. We're afraid of nobody. If you are watching our show or listening to our show live, like these great people here in the live chat, you have an opportunity to ask any question you want. There is nothing we're afraid of, right?
We're afraid of lots of things.
Great. Excellent.
Mainly spiders.
Spiders. By the way, Ted has killed 3 black widow spiders in the last week at his house.
We have them at our house, too. They're kind of all over the place.
When we moved into our house in Aliante, it was August 1st, 2005, we pull up to our first time, got my U-Haul, pull up, go to my front yard or my front door, and there were five black widow spiders. Like, hey, Welcome.
Good to see you.
Come on in.
Yeah.
I don't like you. Okay.
You know, and that's one of the things about, you know, you don't want to clean your garage, but you kind of have to.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're all over the place.
Let me ask, hey, Ted, real quick question. Do you have an exterminator? Because we've got an amazing exterminator who, we don't get bugs, man.
No, bugs, we do too.
Bugs are dead. Okay. Before we get to our chat questions, we do have a quick review of a part of a place that I have recently banned.
Well, yeah, we neither one of us like part of this place, but the other side, the Siena Deli on West Sahara, at between Fort Apache, not Fort Apache, yeah, Fort yeah, Apache, yeah. And I guess if you want to go all the way over to Hualapai, I guess you can, but it's mainly right there next to Village Square on the west side of town. Yesterday, we were having some folks over, and my wife needed to get some stuff, and I forget what she said. She wanted to get some cold cuts or whatever it was, and she goes, I want to go to Siena Deli. And I go, I didn't realize they had a deli.
They do.
At Siena.
Yep.
I go, how long they had a deli there for? I only drive by it every day.
Right.
Okay, so that tells you how well it's advertised. and I think I kind of gave up on it after going to the restaurant a couple of times and not particularly liking the restaurant.
That's a nice way of putting it.
And the last time I was there at the restaurant, I did not notice that they had had added on the deli.
It's been there for a while.
I asked him, 5 years.
Yeah.
I go, really?
Yeah.
Well, I've been busy for 5 years. So, but we're in the deli, and it was awesome. I mean, you know, you get your fresh prosciutto and your mortadella and your salami, and we were going to grill, and I got some Italian sausages, and then my wife goes, oh, my God, they've got Spumoni.
Which I like is Spumoni.
Spumoni's awesome.
Sure.
They got great fresh gelatos, and they had Spumoni, and it's is it kosher? No, it's Italian, John.
What's the difference between Spumoni and gelati?
Well, Spumoni is a specific flavor.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like a Neapolitan, but it's got pistachio nuts in it, and it's strawberry, and it's fantabulous.
I'm a white guy. What do you want from me?
I'm an Italian.
Okay.
I said to my wife, I go, if your mom and dad lived in town, it's kind of set up like a big pantry.
Yeah.
And they go, if they lived in town, this would be their pantry.
This is it.
This would be it.
Right.
This is all these shelves with these giant cans of tomatoes and all these things of olive oils. Because I was at their house back in the summer.
Yep.
And they have a huge pantry. And it's filled with, like, you know, there's like 15 bottles of olive oil.
Right.
And there's these giant cans of tomatoes.
Right.
And I'm like, well, this is your parents' house. This is it right here. This thing's huge.
This needs a little
But, you know, the other thing I didn't realize is they make all their desserts there fresh every day.
Oh.
They bake all of their own bread there fresh every day.
Oh.
Great rolls and hoagie-style rolls.
Yeah.
Very, very good place. So the deli part.
So you're giving it a thumbs up.
I like the deli at Siena Deli. So thumbs up the restaurant. The deli.
Okay, John wants to know. This is a super...
he's looking for a kosher deli. He's moving on to
John.
He's firing with questions.
There's a good chance that John may have
John Bagel Cafe,
ASDS, whatever that thing is, where you can't
ADD
or ADD. Yeah. See, I can't remember what that's called. Okay, John's first question. John has a couple of them for our live chat questions. Number one, ready, Brett? Ready? Top five hotels on the Strip. Go.
In order?
No, just random. I don't fucking care. Just do top five.
The Wynn, the Bellagio, the Palazzo, the... I like Mandalay Bay. And I'm going to say the one more. I need one more. I don't have one more.
Okay, top four. There you go.
Okay.
Aria,
Vidara,
Mirage. I'll do Wynn. I'll do Palazzo because that actually covers either one or two. Boom.
Palazzo Venetian. See, I haven't stayed at any of those places. I mean, I haven't stayed at the Cosmopolitan or the Aria or the Vidara.
I haven't stayed at the Cosmopolitan, but
the other ones I've at least been in a lot of or have seen the rooms and stayed at.
But Aria
Venetian's very nice.
Aria is my favorite place, typically. We were just at Vidara. It's very nice and a little bit cheaper, but you're steps away from the Aria. So it's actually the best deal for a high-end restaurant, or for restaurant, high-end hotel.
Right.
But I happen to be a big fan of Mirage. It's one of my favorite places. It's a great location. You know, it's kind of mid-upper market, kind of.
Right.
But lots of cool things going on there. I like Rum Bar. I happen to like Volcanoes. So all that's pretty cool. Okay, next question. What's in North Las Vegas to do when I come down there? Here's what you do in North Las Vegas. Drive south.
Quickly.
There's no reason to be in North Las Vegas with one exception. And if you're going to be here long enough, only if you're a tourist in here long enough, then you may want to go see the Aliante Casino, which is at 12 o'clock. So North Las Vegas is a little confusing. North Las Vegas is kind of on the east-ish side of the valley. just kind of north of a little bit north or norther of downtown. And that place, you want to just stay the hell away from. There is nothing positive.
It's gotten
there.
Better.
What
Come
the
on.
Fuck are you talking about? Would it's you not, go down there?
What parts
what
of it?
What the hell?
I'm, you know, I have property in North Las Vegas.
Do you really?
That's where the radio station's transmitter site is.
Yeah, I know.
So when I go there and clean it up, I clean up hypodermic needles. I clean up. Well, we actually had people performing acts of prostitution inside the porta potties during the construction.
Well, I stand corrected, John.
This is very nice.
I stand
Look at
corrected.
That.
There you
There's
go.
There's a used condom. Thank you very much.
I don't think that's is that spot in North Las Vegas. It's not.
Yeah, no, it is.
Were your transmitters in North Las Vegas?
We're off of just north of Cary, between Cary and Cheyenne. On
that's North Las Vegas.
Believe me, it's North Las Vegas.
Okay, so
off of Martin Luther King.
So then I stand corrected. It sounds like a fascinating, lovely place to go visit.
It's right next to the Greater Most High Church of God in Christ.
Yeah, don't well.
That's just saying.
And there you should. Well, and I, again, I stand corrected. However. North Las Vegas does this kind of a weird hook.
It does, yeah.
It's a weird thing, doesn't make any sense, but Aliante is also in North Las Vegas. If you want to see a $660 million casino, $660 million to build the Aliante casino. Yeah.
That's why they got rid of it.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And then you can go over to the billion-dollar casino that was Red Rock, and you can say, I think the Red Rock guy's got a better deal on that.
Well, something about the area around it to be able to support it. Number one, Aliante was in a new area that didn't have the depth of Summerlin where Red Rock was because you had great drawing power. And obviously the demographic of the area versus the demographic of the area. You got money versus...
Yeah, that's true.
You know, I mean, where you live in Aliante is nice, but it's still rather a lot of retirees up that way. Military.
Here's what happened. Here's what happened. You know. They built that in the middle of the recession, or before the end of the recession. So they built it in like 2006, 2007, or maybe 2007, 2008. That was right when the whole thing just came crashing down.
Right.
So their timing, I don't think could have been worse. I don't think so.
Oh, it could have been, but you're right.
It was pretty bad. but really, there's really no, especially if you're going to be here for a few days. If you're a regular American, you're going to be here for 4.3 days. You're not going up to North
Las Vegas. Reason to.
Just don't bother. Okay. Next one. Name that chocolate place that's, I think, in Hendertucky. That would be Ethel M's.
Yeah.
Ethel M has a great, great, great thing during Christmas. One of my favorite things to do during Christmas, they have a big cactus garden out there, and it's all lit up, and they have like a little jazz band out there, and it's a nightly thing during the Christmas time. It's one of the nicest, coolest, family-oriented, sweetest things that you can do in Las Vegas during Christmas. Ethel M. Next one. Pops wants to know, why are the houses of comparable size and amenities along the Eastern Mountain roughly $100,000 cheaper than along the Western Mountain? I will give you one sound, and that's the sound.
Because you got to come down the hill. That's why.
Right. Either that's a starter gun, or...
I'm on
not.
Hollywood.
Not. It's like, you know, it's pretty much like anything. The east side of everything is a little rougher than the west side of everything. It just is.
Except the west side of Chicago, because there really is no east side. It'd be the lake. But
okay.
Yeah. but
everything.
The north side, the south side.
Like Palo Alto. Have you heard of Palo Alto?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
You ever heard of East Palo Alto?
Yeah. It's,
That's not a good place. West Palo Alto? Lovely.
That's because Stanford's there.
Yeah.
Very nice.
East LA?
Born in East LA, man, I was.
Ever
born.
Been there?
Yeah, that's kind of like East LA and East Las Vegas. It's a very
LA?
Diverse neighborhood, diverse area. It's highly Hispanic population. I do know some people who live there who are of the Anglo variety, and they love it up there.
Up in the mountains?
Yeah, they're up there off of like Hollywood and up by Las Vegas High School, way up north, Washington, Charleston, Hollywood.
Okay.
And, you know, up on the eastern edge.
That's why we did a show.
And the other part is if you're on the far west side of the mountains, you're at Red Rock, which is obviously you're looking at beautiful Red Rock.
Yeah.
You're on the back end of Summerlin.
Yeah.
You're in places like, the Red Rock community with the golf course there.
Yeah.
And the ridges, which are extremely expensive.
Yeah.
$100,000, you need a couple more zeros there.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's like a couple million more to live over there.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, so I'm saying that's why. We did a show called Getting Real Estate in Vegas a couple years ago on Vegas Video Network. And one of the things I had this gal do is I said, I want you to take a number, a price, call it $125,000. And I want you to show me what a house for $125,000 looks like in all the quadrants.
Yeah.
It was fascinating.
Oh, yeah.
It was just such an interesting educational play because, as we've just discussed, you know, the house you can get for $125,000, this is a couple, 3 years ago, on the east side, more like in Henderson, it's a pretty nice houses.
Right.
Same house in Summerlin?
No.
Condo.
Yeah.
Right. Back then, it was still, you know, things were doing pretty well.
No doubt.
But it also depends. I think one of the most important things to decide where you move is where you're going to work. Because the commute now is a real thing. You know, it used to be commute wasn't a big deal. You're in Las Vegas. It's not that busy. There's 2-point-some-odd million people here. There's a lot of people here now. And so if you're, I mean, the reason why we moved is because, primarily, because Melissa's commute was 40, 45 minutes one way. And there was no way to shorten that. You know, we lived in the north. She worked in the south. And you had to go around the clock instead of going down the middle of the clock. So it just became a real hassle for us. And you know, commutes wear on people. So if you're gonna move here, you know, I don't recommend you move here and not know what you're gonna do for a job. That seems pretty important to me.
Yeah.
Unless you're gonna do your own thing out of your house and then you don't have to worry about that.
No, you're right.
But you need to know, and then that should dictate where you're gonna live.
Okay, all right. Pops has one more question.
We have one more question from Pops, actually. Are there any outlying more rural areas where might you find horses and barns and stuff? Yeah, actually, North Las Vegas.
He said a house and a barn.
Okay,
or a detached garage.
So I would say North Las Vegas, actually, right by, if you go north of 215, this is the north part of the valley, many of those houses there are ranch houses with horses and barns and cows and sheep and all, and there's a boatload.
Got the pig farm up there.
There's that's over actually.
That's Craig and Commerce.
East side, it's
Fifth and Commerce.
Yeah, and you kind of want to stay away from that.
It's still the west side of town.
Well, it is. It's
west of the strip.
It is west of the strip. It's west of the 15.
It's west of the 15. Even.
Yeah, it is. You're right. Yeah. However, I consider it kind of east because it smells like pig shit.
It's right just south of Mojave High School.
Yeah, it's right by one of the nicest golf courses in the whole world.
It is.
Yep. So I've been told.
Shadow Creek, spectacular. Played it multiple times.
They haven't let me in.
No, they'll let you in.
Well, I've asked.
Well, the great thing about the design of Shadow Creek is no matter where you are in the golf course, you cannot see out of Shadow Creek.
Right. But it's can you smell it?
No.
No, oh, it's good.
It has been built up all around there now. It used to be nothing around there but desert, and now it's very nice. But I would say there's a couple other areas. If he's looking for, you kind of added horses, the ability to have a barn or a detached garage, and say you're basically looking for an acre of land at least to be able to do it.
Yep.
You can do that here in not your neighborhood necessarily, but around here, you can do it.
Yep.
One of my favorite areas of town called Section 10.
I was just going to say that. Very good.
And then you can also do it south of the area between, let's say, Tropicana and the 215 South. There are plenty of places like roads like Oquendo and Post, Sunset. There are larger homes with larger acreages that are available for you to have detached garages and things like that. So there's several. And up in the east side, same thing. There's plenty of Hendertucky, plenty of places where you can do that.
Here's the thing. I got a great tip for you. If you want to see how big a property is, I actually put this tip on Facebook. It's a great tip. So if you go on Google Maps, and if you right-click on Google Maps, there's a link that says distance. And so you can click on it and then click again, and it will tell you how many feet from point one to point two.
Oh, that's cool.
But listen, this is so cool. So let's say you want to see how big your property is.
Yeah.
If you go right-click, start, and then click all the way around your property and come back to the first place, it'll give you the square footage of that property.
No kidding.
It's super cool.
I'm doing it right now. I'm going to find my house.
Super cool, man.
I'm finding my house.
So I did that.
Actually, I'm going to find your house.
I did that with my house. Well, my house is just under a half acre.
Okay. Mine's smaller.
Yeah. So it was really, really cool. So if you want to look at these barn houses out in North Las Vegas, you can say, okay, well, is that like an acre or a half acre or whatever it is? It's a pretty cool thing. Okay.
That's a cool idea.
Thank you. I appreciate that feedback.
I like that.
You know what I am? I'm kind of
thirsty.
Thirsty. Come on. That's right. All right, it's time for Have a Drink on Me. That's that favorite part of the show where if you're a lucky person, not even lucky, if you're just a skilled assassin, you'll get to have a drink on your buddy Scott. But wait a minute, is that all somebody can have? Oh, nay, family way. There's much more to that. Like, for example, what might they get? They might get these things.
All kinds of great things. come out of the prize closet, including the Vegas Video Network visor, available in black and maybe another color or two, perhaps. Or Scott's original fabulous music, Good Jazz-a-thon. And then he's got Crisp Acoustic 1 and Crisp Acoustic 2. The holidays are coming. They are less than 90 days away.
Right.
Right. Or you could have the most cherished of items, a Coors Light with Scott.
Very good. Thank you, Brad.
There you go.
Well done, as always.
How do you know on Google Maps when a photo was actually taken of your property?
If it's on the street, it actually tells you in the upper right corner.
Oh,
left
there
corner.
It is. June 2014.
There you go.
Because my son's car is in the garage, and I'm thinking, hey.
And you can also
if somebody
see,
sees that bumper sticker and is not a fan of the team it's promoting, they might be upset.
I'd say what's also cool, you can also do a way
back. Yeah, I used to have
that.
Shutters
you
up
can
there.
See, you can, there's a little thing that you can pull back and go, let me see a year ago and 3 years ago.
That is so cool.
It's very, very cool.
All right, I'm going to go back.
And,
oh,
by the way, it's also creepy. Also, you know what else?
You're
doing
go back
a fucking show right now.
You can only go back to 2011.
We're doing a show.
I know, but this is so cool. I'm sorry.
It depends on the place, too. Like some places will go back 6 years.
That's awesome.
It's really cool.
Don't mind me.
Just let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready. What are we doing?
Oh, you ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
Oh, great. Good call. Good talk. Okay, so here we go. Let's take a look at, remember, Brett forgot to mention this, but if you want to send your guests in for Have a Drink on Me, Brett, where do they send it?
Oh, you send it to haveadrink@vegasvideonetwork.com. Oh, you do it like Keith Jackson. haveadrink@vegasvideonetwork.com. Oh, Nelly, send those emails and Scotty will have a chance for you to have a cocktail with Scotty.
I'm not sure that's your best one.
Oh, Nelly.
I'd prefer,
I need some work.
I prefer,
yes.
Yes.
Have a drink with Scott Whitney.
I still like Harry Carey better.
Hi, let me hear you. Have a drink with Scott.
Attaboy.
Send your email to have a drink at vegasvideonetwork.com.
Remember,
you know, com spelled backwards is mock.
Can't get by him. Now, and there's also special ways that you can double or triple the chances of winning.
There's many ways.
And here's how you do that. First, if you're in the live chat during this segment and you have submitted a correct answer, guess what? We double your entries. That's
double
right. We double your entries.
Fun.
There's also another way, and that is if you show the Good Jazz-a-thon CD in the wild. In other words, if you show us something like maybe that or something like that, like here's a couple in the wild shots there, we will also double. That means you don't have to be in the live chat to actually play along. Okay, let's look at last week's Have a Drink on Me. Oh, I forgot one more thing.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I'm sorry, everybody. I almost forgot the galaxy
of the gods.
Of God.
There's Bobs.
There's Bobs and Sammy. There's Scott and Jackie and Christina. There's Brett's dad. There's Don. There's Wayne, Mike, Danny. Oh, wrong one. Hold on. Shit. Where am I at?
Danny.
Oh, you bastard. Why aren't you working? There it is. There's Danny. There's Michael. And that guy is a host. Okay. There's our galaxy.
But you can call me a hoe.
Well, if the shoe fits.
Right.
If the rubber fits. Thank you. I'll be here all week.
The rubber beats are
okay.
Rude. It's
fine. Here we go. Here's last week's Have a Drink on Me. Boink. This was arguably the most difficult one I think we've done in past years.
Yeah.
It was tough. We got 8 answers, only 5 of which were right.
Wow.
Crazy.
So that's about half what we normally get, and
yeah,
only 5 people are going in the hat.
Yeah.
So throw them in the hat.
Hold on, stand by.
Wow.
First of all, let's go over our hints. Now, normally we're flippant with our hints, but obviously these hints were difficult. We have to help explain them. Hint number 1, it describes a type of light fabric. Number 2,
okay.
However, this fabric is spelled differently than the name of this hotel or this bar. And number 3, it's a great place to watch youngins waiting in line for an Omnia present club. So Omnia is the name of a club. A little research tells you
it's
at
Caesar's Palace.
Right. So the second one doesn't really provide you much, but it's a light fabric for the love of God.
So it'd be a sheer.
It'd be sheer or a sear.
Yeah, see, I would have said it's a department store, or it's something you get at the bank. A sucker. Something your child might have gotten at the doctor. Mm. Or what those two women at the bar might have performed for $500.
So what you're saying is you didn't like my clues.
They were difficult. And, you know, I never particularly heard of this property's property before. Okay. So I didn't know it either.
So here's the, so our first one came from
I do know the next one.
Alan sent in, I'm sorry, Alan was wrong.
Oh.
But the reason why I'm going to let, I'm going to read Alan's, he doesn't get to go in the hat, but he actually wrote something quite nicely.
Oh, Alan wrote, Scott and Brett, this week's Haddam Bar was a tough one for me, but I think it's the Gossy Room at Cleopatra's Barge inside Caesar's Palace.
Oh, maybe Gossy, like a Gossy material.
I guess.
Oh.
But he was, at least he was in the property. Hmm. He had Caesar's Palace, correct.
Yep.
The clues are leading me in that direction, but the picture doesn't do much to confirm my guess. But that is my best guess that I can make for now.
Fail.
Well, at least I'll give him credit, Alan, is the fact that he guessed. Yeah. He didn't Google the hints or anything to figure out what it might have been.
And we appreciate that, Alan.
So I will give you two thumbs up for your honesty. That's three, actually. All right. That's a finger. Scott gave you the finger.
West side.
Keep up the great podcast. I always learn something new from each show. As a Vegas outsider, I really appreciate not only the stuff concerning the tourist view of the Strip and downtown. Love last week's staycation story.
Thank you.
But what I most appreciate about listening to the Living in Las Vegas podcast is Brett. Oh, wait.
Here's why I know that's a lie.
Okay.
Because you're a liar.
Exactly.
And I would have
It's the locals' perspective of your town. Aaron and I try to get away from the tourist areas of Vegas a couple of times every time we visit. I enjoy that part of our holiday at least as much as spending time doing the touristy stuff. Mm-hmm. You guys do a great job educating us on everything that is Las Vegas.
Thank you.
Sincerely, guys, thank you so much. Alan Perry from Prescott.
Woo! Thank you, Alan.
Very nice. Very thank you, Alan. Nice appreciate it.
I wish I could put you in there. That would be a
but
lie. And we simply can't do that. Okay. We've got David Timon. David has been working hard. He was a recent winner. He finally got back to me. He'll be taking a visor, but David is not in the live chat today, but David's in there.
Oh.
Okay, next up is Gene Rasmussen. He wrote, ironically, that's the same material I wore in my high school graduation suit.
Seersucker.
Guess what year he graduated high school based upon that.
Is this Pops?
No, this is another Gene. Gene Rasmussen.
I'm going to say 1973.
78.
Oh, 78. Okay.
Next up, here is Pops.
All right.
Pops is in the live chat. We know that. Pops has done a couple things. Pops is trying to make it happen is what Pops is doing.
Did Pops get it right?
Yes, he did. Pops is first. That's one in there. There's two in there. And wait a minute. Uh-oh. He's got an email. Let's have you read it. You can read that one as well.
Pops says, sorry, last week's video was so long. Hell, I was amazed that it all worked. This week's correct Haddam answer is Searsucker. He actually put down the address, 3570 South Las Vegas Boulevard. That tells me that Pops was a cheater. Pops, I tell you what, you should send your resume to the New England Patriots. They are looking for people who might cheat better than you. I'm happy to see all the new people in the live chat each week. So the show seems to be growing, and Scott is growing as well. It sure is fun to watch smart guys doing what they love and talking about the things they love. Again, this week.
Wait, hold on. What show do you think he's talking about there?
I don't know.
Probably not.
maybe Danny's show. again, this week, if you pull my name, toss it and give it to a non-winner a shot, por favor. I recommend the winner take the visor because it takes a visor to be a god.
That's right.
Also, by the way, Group of Gods is what you called it the very first time you named the picture slideshow on the air. They are actually people.
Galaxy.
Didn't he say Galaxy Gods? He said the... Group of Gods.
Oh, I thought I
But
had
now the Group of Gods has gotten so big, it's now become the Galaxy of the Gods.
Or Gallery, or whatever it is. But not wait a minute. There's more. He
Pops
submitted yet another video.
Oh, no. He's going to get like 12 entries.
Oh, no.
So well, funny. Let's hope he got a little shorter this
here's,
time.
Well, he did. Here's Pop's entry. Go.
Whoops. I guess I'm going to have to do this in a hurry. Gin and tonic just came on. That means the show's just about to.
That's it. That's awesome.
So.
That's, I love it, Pops.
Here's what he sent me. So first he's sending me these Windows media files, which I can't use.
Okay.
So I have to go in and edit these damn things, which is fine. So he sends me this video, and it's, you know, it's... I'm like, what is he in South Pole? What's happening? And you hear, you saw what he happens, and then he got that thing, which means, and it stopped. I'm like, what? And then there's about 5 seconds of just nothing. So right. I cut that out, but I'm like, what the hell is he doing? So Pops is a triple, you know, he's triple. Basically, he has half the entries in right now.
If he doesn't win, it's a darn shame.
And if he doesn't win, well, then there is no God. Okay, man. But thank you, Pops, for doing that. Keep it up. Hey, by the way, do you have a cell phone, Pops? If so, you might want to use that to create your videos.
Well, that's a good point.
Instead of the camcorder that you have from circa 1980.
It's a really big one, too, I'm sure. Right.
Yeah. I used to have one of those big
guys. Oh, yeah, we all do.
Okay, next up is Stuart Poynier. I think I'll read this one.
Okay.
It's kind of long and nutty. Stuart, hello, Haddamites, Haddamistas. I believe this week's bar is Seersucker. I remember having the Peter Rabbit drink there, which sounds mighty odd. It's Pim's number one,
right,
plus bruised basil, plus pressed lemon, plus pickled carrots, which actually was very interesting. I always know it's summer in the UK when the Pim's starts appearing in bars and restaurants. Nowadays, winter is heralded by the appearance of winter Pim's in the shops, a variant of Pim's number two. Are there any specifically seasonal Vegas drinks? I would say not. But then he says, P.S., just in case you're not on up on the Pim's history, here's a full range of the Pim's deal. Now, Stuart was nice enough to give us a bottle of Pim's, and I looked for these delineations, and I can't find it. So, Stuart, let me know which one you gave us. But he's got Pim's number one cup, the most popular version based upon gin. It's based as bottled on 25% alcohol by volume. Then there's Pim's number two cup was based on Scotch whiskey, currently phased out. Pim's number three cup is based on brandy, phased out, but a version infused with spices and orange peel marketed as Pim's winter cup is now. By the way, ours was like a strawberry or cherry flavored. Pim's number four was based upon rum, currently phased out. Pim's number five was based upon rye whiskey, currently phased out. Pim's number six, based upon vodka, still in production, but small quantities. I don't know what we had. But it's supposed to go real good with soda water as well, which we're going to try next weekend. Okay.
Okay.
All right, so that's it. And then our last one is Mark Stillerman. Mark?
Mark, I get to read Mark.
So Mark is in that. Is he?
I don't know.
I don't think he's in. It's usually Tuck, but he's working right now. So
there you go.
So he gets another one after you read that.
We get a, there you go.
But we also have a graphic for him, so he gets a double.
Oh,
that's
okay.
That's why he gets a double.
Good evening, gents. I believe this week's Haddam is the Seersucker at Caesars. I'm hoping to be back in the live chat in a few weeks when my schedule changes. The show is more fun when we can interact with you. Great show this week. By the way, I find it funny that you keep mentioning my hometown of Poughkeepsie and Rancho Cucamonga, where I just moved from during your shows. Do we really go out of our way to mention Rancho fucking Cucamonga?
I don't think we've ever said
no,
that.
No, I don't think we ever
once.
Have.
We talked about it once, but about wine.
Well, there we are. I started to listen to Gajazzathon on Spotify.
And there it is.
It's pretty groovy.
It is pretty groovy.
I attached a picture of it.
There it is.
In the wild for my second entry since I can't be in the live chat.
There it is. Good job,
cheers,
buddy.
Tuck 78.
There he is. So put Tuck 78
I'll put
there.
Tuck in there, yeah.
See, there you go. So you don't have to be here to actually double your mint,
double your pleasure.
Fun. Okay. Right. This is going to be an interesting one.
Those are all of them, huh?
That's it. Small pickings, folks.
Small pickings. You can't let those darn jobs get in the way of the Living in Las Vegas podcast.
I don't understand why they
don't you know the number one rule?
What?
You can't miss the damn show.
That's right.
Yeah.
Nicely done.
Let's go.
Well put.
Yeah. We're here.
Yeah, right.
We take the effort to be here. God forbid you did the same.
I can't tell you how hard I worked today to get here, by the way.
Exactly.
I was working my ass off.
Scott rolled in from the couch in the other room.
I normally start working at this thing at 3 o'clock. I had to work until 5.
Yeah, I was in makeup for like an hour and a half.
You're such a
working
bitch.
On this hat.
Get on. There we go. Right. Our winner is?
God, this, it seems like this is like empty.
It does. We're used to it.
Because it is.
So all right,
my winner is?
What do you got?
It's not Pops.
Huh.
It is David Tiemann.
David just won 2 weeks ago. David now runs everything. Congratulations, David. You won either. Well, you've already got a visor coming, so you're probably going to take a seat.
Music.
Or a drink on
or
me.
A drink
okay.
On Scott.
Let's go to our next. Have a drink on me. This is this one right there. Okay.
Oh.
Ooh.
Yeah.
This is a tough one.
Not if you've been there before.
Well, that's true. Okay, here's our hints for this week's Have a Drink on Me.
Well, number one just gives it away.
Well, I know, but
just completely. You were feeling guilty, weren't you? After you're feeling completely guilty.
A little bit.
If anybody, let me stop you. You're not allowed to give any more clues except for number one. And if people can't figure it out after number one, they should be taken out back and flogged.
No, well.
Okay. 40 lashes with a wet noodle for if you cannot figure this out.
Hold on.
After the very first clue.
Hold on. I want you to just fill for a second. Somebody asked, how do I get a visor?
Oh, they're $644, John. Scott's going to let you know.
I'm going to send the
first clue that Scott gives out is the easiest clue he's ever provided in the history of Have a Drink on Me. When you hear this, if I don't get everybody typing the name of the bar in here, I'm going to
be shot. Okay. So let's get back to the picture of the bar and my super great clues, apparently.
Good Lord.
Baby. Hold on, standby.
Well, you were feeling guilty.
Yeah, I did a little bit. Yeah.
That's like
you know what it is?
That's like Catholic-sized guilt.
Well, let me tell you what I'm
thinking. That's what that is.
I have a very high opinion of the intellectual capabilities of our viewers.
But you lost it last week.
Yeah, I lost the fuck out of it. I'm like, wow, these people are much dumber than I thought they were. That's not right. I'm kidding. Actually, Brett wrote that line for me. I just read what he wrote.
Yeah,
okay, here's the place, and let's take a look at our three clues. Clue number one. It's the same name as an important British man that included at one time Eric Clapton, Jeff Beck, and Jimmy Page. Same name as an important British band that at once included Eric Clapton, Beck, and Jimmy Page.
Not that Beck, but Jeff Beck.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Eric Clapton, Jeff Beck. And why am I being cussed at, by the way, by the... Oh, I know why. Because I called them stupid. Sorry. That's not right. It was Brett. Brett made me
I did
it.
Not.
He is a puppet master.
I did not.
I am a simple...
Okay, everybody type in the name of the bar. Quickly.
Right. Number two. The restaurant has fried chicken as good as the restaurant's chicken at Brooklyn Bowl. Brooklyn Bowl has the best fried chicken ever? Nope. Not anymore.
Yeah.
This place is right there.
This is a relatively new place as well.
Very new.
Yeah.
Heavy on the seasoned salt. And number three, my favorite drink was the Southern Revival.
Which was what inside the drink?
Great question. Stand by.
Stand by for broadcast.
I can tell you that.
Pops got it right off the get-go.
Pops knows everything. Let's see what that was. Hold on, let me get that out of the way.
Take off the S, though.
My drink. Nope.
You took a picture of your drink?
I did, because it was really good. Southern Revival. It is this place's blend of sweet and sour featuring Wild Turkey 81, passion fruit, basil. I'm really into basil. Served in a mason jar and paired with a 1 1/4 block of ice.
Okay. Here's my latest picture of Radio. Look at that. Look how cool she is.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
You can't quite see her.
Okay, one more time. I'll show the picture one more time.
There you go.
There it is. Same name as an important British band that included Clapton, Beck, and Page. Restaurant has great fried chicken, and my favorite drink there was Southern Revival. Okay, if you know where that place is at, and if you don't, well, God bless your little heart. You're going to send it to haveadrink@vegasvideonetwork.com. Have a drink on Vegas Video Network, and we're done.
Stick a fork in us. We might have did
I know,
it.
That's why I just,
we might have done
I think
it.
That's why I just stopped it.
Did we do it?
I think so.
That's 1 hour and 22 minutes. I said 83 and a hook.
Okay, so see you guys.
We did it.
We're going to take the under.
The under wins.
Unbelievable. We will do live check, or we'll do live questions or questions later.
Enjoy the NFL this weekend, everybody.
By the way, hey, if you want to check us out, you can do so at a lot of places. You can send an email to OnAirQ, which you can see right down there. Whoops, look again. OnAirQ@livinginlv.com. We'll answer your questions eventually. Hey, if you want to leave us a voicemail, which is really fun to do, you can do that simply by going to our homepage, just like that. See that little red tab? You click that little red tab, a little guy pops up, and if you have a microphone on your computer, you can leave us a voicemail. If you're on iTunes, watching us either or listening to us, please give us a 5-star review. And you can also find us, besides on iTunes, on the YouTube, which you should give us a thumbs up. On Roku, over 31,000 installations of our channel, which is pretty sexy indeed. We're on Stitcher, as John knows. We're on TuneIn, Chromecast, Apple TV, Google TV, Fire TV, and of course, VegasVideoNetwork.com. I'm Scott.
I'm Brett. That's I'm distracted. Brett. I'm distracted.
Yeah, because I guess there's baseball playing.
No, the game's over a long time ago.
For fuck's sake. Thanks, everybody, for playing along. Super big thanks to the people in the live chat. You guys are the bestest of the westest. We'll see you guys next week on the Living in Las Vegas podcast.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, Eric. Good night, everybody.
Say good night, Tracy.
Good night, Tracy.